Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 11th recording from the explanation of the Wazifa in Music of the Soul. We're starting on page 297. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ونورك الواسع الجامع الأنوار. And your light which encompasses all lights. Meaning that he is your light, which contains all other appearances of your light. These are the other prophets and messengers. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. Know also that the Muhammadan inheritor is the secret of Allah, which unites all secrets, and his light encompasses all lights. My master Abd al-Ghani al-Nablusi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said at the end of an answer to a question put to him, know that the possessor of the Mohammedan inheritance is the seal of the saints of his time. Just as our Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, is the seal of the prophets, and there'll be no prophet after him. But in every time of Allah, there are saints of Allah, exalted is he, as numerous as there were prophets, al-anbiya, before. The Muhammadan inheritor is the seal of their sovereignty, uniting their secrets and encompassing their lights, because he is the one who carries the essence of the station. A footnote on Abd al-Ghani al-Nablusi, Sidi's master. He was born near the city of Nablus in Jima'in nearly 200 years ago. He traveled to Damascus, where he met his guide, Sidi Muhammad Abu Hamza, who had come from North Africa to visit Damascus. Sidi Abd al-Ghani followed him and walked the Shadaliyah path, becoming the image of his guide. He became the Muqaddam in Damascus and had complete knowledge of Ash-Sharia and Al-Hakikat. Sidi Abd al-Ghani had a very long diwan, and he wrote all the time. Many of the sheikhs in Damascus were jealous of him. He was a beautiful man with large eyes, and when anyone looked at him, they would stop. He was a wali and a knower, and when he made ad-dhikr, it was very special. On the night of ad-dhikr, he would gather all of his students in Damascus, the men and the women, and at that time, many people said, "What is this?" But he would gather everyone together in a circle, and there were also many musical instruments. And if he wanted, he would look in the bars and the cafes for someone who could play a musical instrument, but who did not know Allah. Then with his eyes, he would take that person, and that person would go without saying anything, just following him, a man, a woman, anyone he looked upon. They couldn't say anything, only Allah, and follow him. When these people began to play their instruments, their instruments would say Allah, following Sidi Abd al-Ghani. Sidi would gather all these people in a dhikr circle and make a great dhikr for Allah. When all the sheikhs in Damascus saw this, they said, "This is not right. This is not from Ash-Sharia." They began to say that Sidi was not a believer, and they went to the Sultan in Istanbul, giving him a letter to imprison Sidi al-Ghani. Every sheikh has signed his name, so the Sultan sent an order to the governor of Damascus to investigate Sidi, and when he reached the Zawiya, he found all the people making dhikr. Everything was saying Allah, and when every student had reached Al-Jabarut, Sidi sent an order for all the musicians to leave their instruments. Everything continued to say Allah. The whole Zawiya moved with the zikr Allah, while the Shaykh was in the middle of the circle. When the governor saw this, he asked the other Shaykhs, "Can you do the same thing as Sidi Abdul Ghani?" After that, the Sultan also said, "If anyone does not do the same thing as Sidi Abdul Ghani, then he is not a believer." Both the governor and the Sultan took abaya from Sidi Abdul Ghani. Sidi Abdul Ghani also walked with his gaze on the earth in front of him, and he used to say, "You are from the earth. It's important to remember the earth, return to the earth, and be earth all the time." One time a student asked him a question about the cow market, and he answered, "Leave me and all you will see are cows, because all of those people are like cows." Wadalilu kadalu bika like, and your guide who leads through you to you, which means that he is your guide who leads through you, inasmuch as he is the manifestation of your high essence and of your splendid attributes. For that his guidance is complete to you, alaika, and his words and actions. May Allah bless him in all of his movements and his stillness and even his choking. All of these guide to Allah, exalted is he. Know that the knower, according to the measure in which he follows his noble Sharia, and according to the measure of his love and to the extent of his being drowned in him, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, can take from this noble secret until he sees him, the Prophet, then Allah is remembered. Therefore it is said in Al-Hikam al-Atayya, do not keep company with anyone whose station does not inspire you and whose speech does not lead you to God. And the leader who rides your worlds to you. Al-Awalim is the plural of Al-Alam, the world, as is Al-Hawatim, the plural of Al-Hatim, the seal. Here, worlds means everything that is steadfast and fixed in the presence of phenomenal knowledge, Al-Im. There's no doubt that he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the perfect copy or image of Allah, who takes by its forelock both everything that moves and everything that is fixed of the ancient eternal knowledge in the earth. He says, praised is he, there is no creature that crawls, but he takes it by the forelock. Surely my Lord is on a straight path. Wa min dabatin illa huwa khidum binasiyatiha. Inna rabbi ala siratin mustaqimun. Wa hijabuk al-zamu al-qaimu lakbayna yadaik. And your great veil who stands before you. This means that he is your greatest veil of light with respect to the others of your veils of light, which are the prophets other than him. And the messengers, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon them all. He, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, is a veil between Allah and his creation. It's impossible for any human being to reach him, exalted is he, except through the medium of the Prophet. He is the veil that protects his people from the harmful things of the material world, the ad-dunya, and of the hereafter. The Prophet Muhammad is described as the greatest veil because his veil is greater than those of the other prophets, who are also veils for their people. In like manner, the Shaykh is a veil for his followers. All the prophets are special veils, but Mustafa, the chosen, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is the most complete veil. He, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is also called the complete Barzakh, because he is the veil and the barrier world between the creation and its Lord. And who stands before you, alakoimu lakapani yadaik, is a reference to the intensity of the proximity to you, Allah. Know that the creations in their totality are divided into two parts. These are the veils of light and the veils of darkness. Each time that the truth appears through him, the prophet, with the order of guidance, knowledge, revelation, familiarity, and love, this appearance is from the veils of light. For the light can only witness light, as he, exalted as he, says concerning the believers, their light running before them and on their right hands, and they say, "Our Lord, perfect for us our light and forgive us. Surely thou art powerful over everything." Nuruhum yasabbayna aydihim wabikayim nahim Yakulun Rabban Atmin Lana Murana Waghfir Lana Innaka Ala Kulli Shay'in Qadir. 66:8. And each time that the truth appears through him in the order of veiling, misleading, hating, separating, and treachery, this is from the veil of darkness, and the darkness witnesses only the darkness. As he, exalted as he, says, "And thou seest them looking at the unperceiving." Atarahum yanzukuna ilayka walahum la yubsirun. 7:198. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the greatest veil of light through which the truth manifests in the complete appearance of the guidance and knowing. It's said about him, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that he said, "Whoever sees me in his sleep truly sees me, because the devil cannot manifest in my image." How then would it be for the one who sees him in a state of wakefulness? And Allah, praised and exalted as he, said, "Whoever follows you follows Allah, because those who give you the promise give the promise to Allah." With respect to this, it is said in Al-Bukhari's collection of Adath that he, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, "If you love Allah, follow me, and Allah will follow you." Hadith Sahih Al-Bukhari. It is said that a certain person who saw the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, in his sleep, said to him, "O Messenger of Allah, forgive me that love of Allah prevented me from loving you." The Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah upon him, replied to him, saying, "O Blessed One, whoever loves me loves Allah." Hadith Sahih. It's confirmed and witnessed by all the people of Allah. May he hallow their secrets. That it's impossible to reach anything of the essence of Allah, exalted as he, or his names, his qualities, his actions, his orders and affairs, either in this world or in the hereafter, except through manifestation and witnessing. Some of the knowers said, the essence will not be reached except through manifestation, even though the human being were to be annihilated through the intensity of his desire for it. And there were two footnotes. The first one, that goes with, "Whoever sees me in his sleep truly sees me, because the devil cannot manifest in my image." Here the word sleeping means absent from this world. The sleep is really wakefulness. This refers to the person who sleeps between the arms of Allah. When you wake up to the truth, this is the deep rest. And then, how then would it be for the one who sees him in a state of wakefulness? This is the Prophet, in the footnote. Here the word seeing means that the person who sleeps between the arms of the Prophet, fanar fi rasul, sees the image of the body of the Prophet. And waking refers to the state of al-baqa. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.